I hakaimalon, we came out in the Gemara Kedushin that the loybin and siburin. By regular kinyan agaf, if I'm selling you karka metaltlim, if you make a kinyan in the karka, no matter where the metaltlim are, even if they're not on top of the karka, also you're kind of the metaltlim. So why here do you tell me if Eved is called kimetaltlim dummy, that you're only kind of the Eved if it's on top of the karka? Even if it's not on top of the karka, also you should be kind of the Eved with the kinyan agaf. So what's the answer? Ela mayaslach lemeimah. What do you have to say? That shani metaltlim denaydi, me metaltlim deloy naydi. There's a difference. Even though an Eved Kanani is called kimetaltlim dummy, but it's not like real 100% metaltlim. Can't be thrown around. A kli or a chair, you can throw it around. That's called real metaltlim. It can be moved around. It's called denaydi. Vashenkin an Eved Kanani, you can't throw him around so much. True, he could move, but you can't stop throwing him around like a real metaltlim. So therefore, I tell you, an Eved, even though it has a locha like metaltlim, but when you want to have this kinyan of agav, that's how we say agav does not be'ina on siburin, that's only by real metaltlim, real naidi. But an Eved kanani, that's not that naidi, here there's only kinyan if it's on top of the karka, but if it's not on top of the karka, you will not have the kinyan agav. That's what you have to answer if you hold Eved is called metaltlim. Now the Gemara says, if so, hochinami, I'll give you the same answer, even if you want to tell me an Eved is considered like karka. It's only considered like karka, but it's not 100% like real karka. I'll tell you also that shani mikarkoi denaydi, mimikarkoi deloynaydi. An Eved kanani, even if you want to say it's called karka, but it's not real karka that can't be moved around at all, an Eved kanani still could be moved. So therefore, Avdo, an Eved is mikakor denaydi. It's a type of a karka that could be moved around more than regular property could be. But hosam, but by real property that can't move around. That Shmuel says, if Reuven is selling 10 fields in 10 different cities to Shimon, that if Shimon makes a kinyan on one field, he's automatically kind of all 10 fields over there. Hosam, sadna di arya chadu. That's a special svara by real property. Here we say the whole world like it's attached. The whole earth is attached. So therefore, it's like one sabbath, it's like one rain. Therefore, if you make a kinyan in one part of the property, you're kind of the whole property, no matter, even though it's in 10 different cities. But an Eved that's not really part of the karka, it's not really stationary, it could be moved around. So therefore, Eved is different. Therefore, even though an Eved is called kimekakoi dummy, you would not have shmul svara. Therefore, only if the Eved is on top of the karka, then it's like butter to the karka. Then you're kind of the karka with everything inside it, with the Eved inside it. But if the Eved is not on top of the karka, then you will not be kind of the Eved. So according to the Maskara, the Lachra, we hold here like Rav Nachman, that an Eved Kanani is not called Kakarka Dummy, it's called Kematatlim Dummy, but a special type of Matatlim, but I call upon it by an Yisaimim, where the Leva died, and the Yisaimim Yash and the Eved from the father, the Malva, the Baal Chayv, cannot collect it from the Yisaimim. Then our Mishnah says, a prat, when is a mazik chayef to pay, when he does damage, nechosim shein behemila. It has to be if he did damage to property that like does not belong to Hegdish, that's called shorayehu, and not a korban that has an issa mila to it. So Gemara's Madayik, milahu delespu. Mashma, as long as there's no issa mila on the animal, then if you're mazik it, you have to pay. Ha mikdash kotchi, even though it has kedusha on the animal. The Mishnah is mashma just nechosim shein behemila. Like it can't be kodesh kedoshim. Like korban chatis, the korban oilo, korban oshim. Those kabanas there, it's called as nisa mila upon the korban. But mashma, once there's no mila on the korban, let's say like kodeshim kalim, like a shlomim or a bechor, since there's no nisa mila on it, mashma then if my shor hits a shor that's a shlomim, I have to pay for it. So the question is why? The chur is still not called shor yeyu, even though the shor has no isamila, kodesh kalim has no isamila, but our koponim is not called shor yeyu. So Mara says, if so, man tana, who's the tana of our Mishnah? I'll answer you, Amr Abyechon. So Abyechon says that the kodeshim kalim, true, our Mishnah is including that kodeshim kalim, if Reuven owns a korban shlomim, and somebody else, Levi shor, hits the shor that belongs to Shimon, which is a korban shlomim, that Levi has to pay him. And the alibud of Rav Yosi Aglili, our Mishnah goes according to Rav Yosi Aglili shita. The Yom of the Rav Yosi Aglili always says that the momim bailamu, Rav Yosi Aglili holds that kodeshim kalim, like a korban shlomim, that it's called the owner. The owner owns it. It's called Mamam Bailim. It's called Shore Yayu. The owner of the Korban Shlomim, if somebody does damage to his shore, he's going to have to pay him back. That's called Mamam Bailim. Like Rashi says, Vishore Yayu Karinim Bay. And this is called the real case of Shore Yayu. Where do Rabbi Yosef really say it? The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Umualo Mo'abashem. And we darshin l'rabois kochim kalim shehem emoinoi divrei Rabbi Yosef Glili. That's Rabbi Yosef Glili shita that the pasuk says umol amol b'ashem. It's coming to include by v'chich. Rashi says v'chich esh b'misoi. That's kav b'shvuas ha'pikodin siv. If I give you a pikodin, I give you something of mine to watch, and then the owner comes back and tells the shame and give it back to me, and first you lie, the shame lies and says it was stolen from me, and he swears to it, and then later we find out that he swore false. So the locker is, there's a shua sapikodin, he has to bring a carpet for that. And the apostate says, sure, it says, ba'amiso, it says over there. The Karina Bay, it says, v'chichesh ba'amiso. And still, Rabbi Yosef Glili says that even though it was a carbon shlomin, and the shamer is machish, and he swears false, so he has to pay back his v'nishpah, but v'shalom kerem v'chaymish v'yoshem. He has to pay back a kerem v'chaymish and a korban oshem. So you see, even though the shor was called a korban shlomim, it's called kadosh kadoshim, still if the shamer is v'chichesh, it's called v'chichesh v'amisoi, and therefore the shamer is going to have to pay back a kerem v'chaymish v'yoshem. This animal is kochim. Why is it called amisoi? Why is it called yo'am? The pshat is, Rabbi Yosef Glili said, that's what the pasuk is teaching us. O mo'al mo'al b'Hashem, that certain types of Hashem, certain types of kabonis, is still called amisa, it's still called your friends. That means kochim kalim is still called amisa, it's still called shoriyeyu. Therefore, now Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, if a shor hits a shor of a korban shlomim, you'll have to pay the owner to hezek the damage you caused him. For the Gemara Kasha, I behold it now. That day we learned the Mishnah in Kedushin that says ha mekadesh v'cholkoi. A kohen that wants to marry his wife from the portion of the kabbonis that he received. It says there, bein b'kodesh kadoshim, bein b'kodeshim kalim, ein mukadeshes. Even if the kohen wants to use a piece of meat that he received from a korban shlomim, only from a kodeshim kalim, still if he gives it to his wife, the shem kadoshim, there the Mishnah says, ein mukadeshes. So the chur you see, kodeshim kalim is not called mamim bailim. So the chura leima to the loy Rabbi Yosef Glili. Maybe that Mishnah goes not according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, because according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, kochim kalim is called mamam bailim. So if it's called mamam bailim, the chura when the kohen receives his portion from the kodesh kadoshim, he should be able to make kadosh an issue with it. So how come the Mishnah says enem kodeshes? So Mor says no. I'll tell you that afilo taima Rabbi Yosef Glili, even if you want to say that Mishnah Kedushin goes according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, I'll tell you like this: Kiyom Rabbi Yosef Glili mechayim. When does Rabbi Yosef Glili say that Kodesh Kochim Kalim is called the owner owns it, is called his mom, and he can do what he wants with it? I'll tell you that's only mechayim when the korban is still alive. If you're makdish your animal to be a korban shlomim, so as long as the animal is still alive, then you're called the owner of it. But after they make the shchita on the korban and they make this rikas adam, and then the kahanim receives his portion from the korban, then I'll tell you, afilu Rabbi Yosef Glili maida. Even Rabbi Yosef Glili agrees that when the kohen receives his portion of the meat from like the mizbeach, it's not called his mammon. Why? There's a new sfarot to say, it's like receiving it from the shulchan of Hashem. It's like once you make a shchit and a zrika, it's like now the whole animal is given over to Hashem, and Hashem is giving back the portions to the kohanim, to the bailim, but the portions that both the owner receives back and the kohen receives, it's like it be called from Hashem. It's called mishuchan gavaya kazochoi, that you have a right to eat it, true. But it's not called your mammon, you can't be in the Kaddish and Isha with it. So if even according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, he'll also agree to that Mishnah in Kedushin that a kohen cannot be in the Kaddish's wife with the portion of meat that he receives, even from a korban of kochim kalim. Now the Gemara asks the kasha, Umeichayim miyomar, is it true that Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that when the korban is alive by a kochim kalim, it's called the Bailam owns it? I, the Yotanan, we learned like this. Says Alocha that Bechor Moichrin Oisoi Tamchai. a bechor of an adam that has a bechor of a behema that has kedusha. It's like a korban. The halacha is that if it's a tam, it means it doesn't have a baal mum, so you mechuyev to be makrevit. So it calls the man the animals alive, even though the owner gave it to the kohen, and now the kohen is called the real owner of this bechor. If the kohen wants to, he could sell it to somebody else, but not if it's already geshochten. Like if they shechted this bechor, since it's a tam, it has kedusha sakrover on it. So it's like you shechted it michutz, therefore it's possible it's also by milos. So that's what you could sell it, is either if it's a tam when it's still alive, or also baal mum, if the bechor has a mum on it, then chay b'shochet. Then whether the bechor was alive or whether it was geshochten already, you're allowed to sell the kohen's, allowed to sell the meat to somebody else. Well, mekadshin by yesisha, and the kohen could also use the meat of a bechor to be mekadosh an isha with it. Now the Yomer of Nachman, Nachman said that Amar Rabba Bar Avuha loishanu. When was this learned that a kohen could be mekadosh an isha with his bechor? Elo bechor bizman hazeh. Only a bechor bizman hazeh means after the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. Techiv and the loichazi lakravom. Since there's no Beis Hamikdash, you cannot bring it for korban. Therefore, isluhu lekahanim zechiyah begavayim. Therefore, the kahanim like own their bechor, a bechor that's given to them, a bechor behema. They're the bailum of it. Therefore, if they want to, they can mekadosh an isha with it. Avo bizman she Beis Hamikdash kayim. But bizman we had the Beis Hamikdash, the chazi lakrovo. At that time, the loch of a bechor tam is that you're supposed to bring it for korban. It has a dinakrovo on it, loy. Then I tell you, a kohen cannot be mekadosh an isha with it. So you see, even though the bechor is called kotrim kalim, lamaisa, even though it's alive, still the owner, the bail, the kohen, does not have a complete schir in it. He cannot be mekadosh an isha with it. So you see, even mechayim, it's not called yom mamon. For the Gemara Kasha, the Eisvil Rav of Nachman. So now Rav is the Kasha to Rav Nachman. How could you say this? That this man, the Beis Hamikdash, when the Bechor is alive, a kohen cannot be mekadosh an isha with it. It's not called mamon bailim. The pasuk says umual umual amol b'ashem that the rabbi is kochem kalum shem amoyna div Rav Yosef Lili. That the Gemara has to steer according from Rav Yosef Lili. That here in Rav Yosef Lili we dash in the pasuk, and according the pasuk is talking about even mizman the beis hamikdash was kayim. That kochem kalum is called mamon bailim. So see, a korban shlomim is called the owner owns it. Even though bizman the Beis Hamikdash, even though it's chazi lakrovo, still lemaisa, the fact that it's chazi lakrovo does not take away the mamon bailim. So of course, it's not like Rav Nachman. Or Meshanim Ravina. Ravina answers like this: I tell you, no, there's no stira. I tell you, bechor bechutz loritz v'alibet Rav Shimon. True, that the Rav Yosef Lili dashes the pasuk amol amol b'ashem. That by kochim kalim, it's called mamon bailim. So you're telling me now, by a bechor, it's called mamon bailim. That's only in chutz loritz. True, the pasuk is talking about even bizman we had the Beis Hamikdash, but we're not talking about in Yerushalayim. We're talking about if you have this bechor in chutz loritz outside Eretz Yisrael. And via libud Rabbi Shimon, go according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Yoma that Rabbi Shimon says in bo tamimim yikrivu. That the law is, if you have a bechor from chutz loritz, you do not have a chiyuv to bring it out, to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash for korban. Just if you bring it, we'll accept it; they'll take it. So the ik is in bo in. If you bring it, very good. But lechatchilu there's no chiyuv to bring this bechor for hakrava. So therefore, it's like this. Even bizman the Beis Hamikdash, if you have a bechor in chutz loritz, since there you have no chiyuv to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash for that krova, then we say mechayim, the bailim, the kohen owns it, and it could even be mekadosh an isha with it. And that's the pshat in momol amol b'ashem v'chichesh b'misoy. It's called b'misoy, such a korban which is a chutz loritz. Ma'ashenkin, the korban in Eretz Yisrael, since there's a chiyuv to be makrev with that krova, that takes it away from mamon bailim. That's how Ravina answers. Now the question is, via Misa, if you want to say what? That the Mechaim Om Rabbi Yosef Lili, the Mamon Bailim Haim, that according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, when the animal's alive, it's always called Mamon Bailim. If so, via Misa, the Chiyam Rabbi Yosef Lili, Memoinahu Mechaim, that Rabbi Yosef Lili holds when the animal's alive, it's called Mamon Bailim.